This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken left Israel largely empty-handed Friday after urging its leaders to do more to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza during their war to destroy Hamas, including pauses to allow humanitarian aid in.
We are absolutely focused on getting hostages back and getting them back to their families. Safety. And we believe that, among other things, a humanitarian pause could help that effort.
He also reiterated the U.S. call for the two-state solution.
The United States continues to believe that the best viable path, indeed the only path, is through a two-state solution.
He left Israel for talks in neighboring Jordan with the foreign ministers of five Arab countries who've expressed mounting concern and anger over the civilian death toll from the Israel-Hamas war, which is now entering its fifth week. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden hosted leaders from Latin America and the Caribbean at the White House on Friday, affirming a regional approach to tackle irregular migration.
We're affirming our region-wide approach to sharing responsibility for managing the challenges of unprecedented migration flows.
Leaders and representatives from Canada, Chile, Ecuador attended Friday's gathering, the inaugural America's Partnership for Economic Prosperity Leaders Summit, comes as President Biden's foreign policy agenda is dominated by the Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza and Ukraine's bid to repel Russian invaders.